Maybe so far, is there any question?
好，请问讲到这里，大家有没有什么问题？
青瑶，我这里因为有的老师他是回听，他提前给我这里提了问题。
OK。
庄春燕，
okay.
他问就是小孩这个故事、
okay.
那个叙述的语言像诗一样，能请老师讲一讲吗？
Some people, they personally is not here, but they already send their question to Dingding to ask you, and they will listen to the recording later. So the first question is that this person, when she read this tinnitus child, the text, and she feels the tinnitus child, when she read, is like a lyric or like a poem. Could you say something? 它不是的，它不是诗。它不是诗。
You see, but I can understand why this person asked.
但是也能理解他为什么这么问。
Yeah, I have one, so to speak, special, category called 歌話。
我有一个特别的一个故事的，不算是故事的分类吧，它叫做歌曲故事。
So this has a song and a conversation.
像这样的故事呢？它是有歌
yeah.
然后有对话组成的
song, narrative part and the conversation.
歌可以算是像是讲故事的那个部分，用歌来讲，像用 歌唱来表达。所以我能理解这个问题，因为
based upon the element of the sounds,
这个故事呢，它更多的是以声音为基础的一个个故事，声音为基石的故事。
But still different from the poem.
但是它仍然和诗是不一样的。
I also like the poem, but I
我自己也写诗。
Totally different.
但是在写诗的时候，我会用一个完全不同的意识去写，就是当我在讲故事、在写故事、在写诗的时候，用的意识是完全不同的。
I use the imagination. It's more like a scene.
故事我更多的用的是想象，想象的更多的是一种视觉，我可以看到一个图景，看到一个风景。
Yeah, during the the lyric is more like something to do with hearing.
在抒情诗的方面呢，诗歌方面呢，我更多的是用听觉，来自于灵感。
Yeah, so in such meaning, this
tinnitus child.从这个意义上而言啊，这名小孩的故事，它虽仍然是在这么一个故事的世界当中，但是确实是离诗歌稍微靠近一点的故事的范畴内的。
Yeah, next question.
接近于诗歌的故事范畴内。So, you talk about this being swallowed, but how about the human dropped?To the underworld, deep under the earth. Does it have the same meaning like being swallowed?
Doesn't have to be.
如果掉进深深的地下，不一定是吞掉，不一定是和吞掉一样的意义。
Yeah, going down to the abyss can mean many different ways.
比如说掉到深深的深渊底部，它其实是有各种各样的意义的。
It could be also means.Like the heaven to the earth,
它也可以代表，比如说从天上掉到地上，这样的意思。
Heaven in the world, and our world is abyss.
然后天上是这个世界，但是我们现在所处的世界就是这个深渊底部。
For the human,
这样的意思。所以呢
，this world is
对于人的灵魂而言，我们现在。的这个世界，物质世界是深渊底部。
So, abyss, we can,
所以
abyss could be something where we can,
深渊它也可以是
see the truth.
我们能够看见真理的地方。
Middle of the earth.
比如说去到地心，地球的中心。
You can read the Faust when the Mephistopheles.
大家可以读。 下浮士德。当梅菲斯特邀请浮士德去到地下世界的时候，
and in this underworld,
在地下世界，
Dr. Faust,
浮士德博士
could see the all kinds of the different goddess.
他见到了各种类型不同的女神们。
Yeah, not the male god, female god.
不是男神啊，是女神们。
Represented the beauty.
它是代表着美，代表音乐，
sorrow,
代表悲伤，
joy,
代表愉悦。像这样的女神。
所以呢，
这深渊底部它不一定总是负面的意义的。
Okay, next question.
Next question, maybe not.Really, the question, but this body disappearing, because she wrote about this going swallowed into the body, into the belly.
Mm-hmm.
She also felt.
Hello. Can you
hear? Oh, such a fighting scene.
I couldn't
Her,
listen.
Hello,
to
can
you
hear?
I couldn't listen
can you
to
hear?
At all.
Yeah. Okay.So this body disappearing lady, she said when she tried to write this scene, like you said, being swallowed, she also could feel as a story writer, her feeling is moving. Her feeling is, started to move. And now she started to understand that you said, which maybe that we shouldn't touch such a negative or darker side of the feeling. Now she could understand.
Okay, next.
Yeah.And then it's from the English teacher, the tenth English teacher. The storytelling, I think she is asking because you told the King Cat about the difference between the acting the drama and the storytelling. So the storytelling is we need more self-control, right?
Both need self-control, both.
如果是对自我的控制的话，那讲。故事和戏剧都需要对自我控制。
Yeah, if the issue of the self-control, or you,
如果你说的是自我控制的话，那其实在戏剧当中，你也是非常需要进行自我控制的。
Only the issue of the speech.
其实它重点其实是在于演说。
In a storytelling, we
have to be more
objective.
我们应该更客观。
Controlling,
但是控制仍然是需要控，两者都需要控制的。讲故事和戏剧都需要控制，所有的语言艺术都需要自我控制。This is the question I read until now.
青瑶，我这里还有一个就是
有同学留言。Okay, we have another question from the people not here. Okay, sorry.
这个是何西问的，他说想知道就是在讲故事的时候那些比较长的句子是怎么断句的，是按照呼吸的节奏断吗，还是怎么断？
So this person is not here, and she let Ding Ding ask, when we tell the story, there are some sentences which is relatively long.So in such longer sentences, how we can make a pause in between? How, for example, should we make a pause in between according to our breathing that we need to breathe in, then we stop here, or how we can tell such longer sentences in the storytelling?
You have to speak in the reality.
你应该真的把它讲出来试一试。
One sentence again and again, and you will
把这个句子不断不断重复去讲，然后你自己就知道你在哪里应该呼吸了。
This is based upon the human nature. Where
这其实是根据人的本性，你去决定的，你自己想要在哪个地方停下来去呼吸。
For example, if we say good morning,
举例来说，如果我们说早上好。
If good morning is already too long sentence,
如果假设这个句子已经很长了，那我们该在哪里呼 西呢?
Good morning. Of course, we don't say good morning. We don't say that.
我们不会用这第二种方式，对不对？第一种方式更好，对不对？我们自己就知道呀，对吧？
This is based upon the human nature because human nature
是根据人类的天性来决定的。人的天性就是由四派子的天性。
Yes, in our breathing and the pulse.
它是我们的呼吸和脉搏比或呼吸心跳比。
We have this 1-4.
他们的比例，呼吸心跳比就是一比四。
This how do you say variety?One, two, four, portion or relationship, right?
这种关联 ，yes, yes, 这种关联性。
Yeah, so
频率
we have already.
所以我们其实已经有一个像这样的与人的身体相关的节奏。所以现在的问题呢，更多的其实是
healthy and beautiful enough.
我们的生活是不是真的能以足够的健康、足够美的去生活呢
？If you're not healthy, beautiful life，
如果你的过着一个并不健康、不美的生活的话
，then your breathing is not deep enough，
那你的呼吸就不会深
，and your pulse goes too fast，
你的脉搏就会跳得太快
，then you also cannot。
你也没有办法去做这个决定，你在一个长期子当中在哪里应该停下来呼吸，所以呢它更多可能是你日常的行为，日常的生活是不是过着一个健康健全的生活相关。
Next question.
The song from the Hagoromo, this
yes.
traditional Okinawa song.
Yes.
The Tenzin English teacher always couldn't find the pitch and couldn't really sing like you did, such a warm and old such feeling. How can she do it better?
Yeah, because you have to have a sensation of the bibun on. This is
关于语义里面的歌啊，你必须要有微分音这样的音乐感觉才行。
Yeah, I use the piano.
Okay, 老师现在用一下钢琴弹一下。
So, like, not like this.
它不是这样的音啊。
And also not like this.
它也并不是。
Yeah, once again.
再听一下
，Neither of this，
既不是这个，也不是那个
，Nor，
也不是这个
，So between this sound and this sound，
是在这两个音之间的音。
Yeah， if you can sing such bibun。
你这个微分音能不能唱得出来
？Then it gives the listener the certain.
其实是会带给听众。
懐かしい気持ち nostalgic feeling, you see.
一种让人怀念的感觉的，有没有让人怀念的感觉？
泣くなよや yes.
像这样。
Yeah. Okay. Next.
That's the question I read until now. But the Tenzin English teacher said, even sharp, so this second one you played in the piano already difficult for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is difficult.
确实是难，确实是难。
Because difficult, we practice.
就是因为难才要练习啊。
If easy, we don't have to.
如果简单的话，我们还练习干嘛
？That's the art.
这就是艺术。
Art is something difficult.
艺术它就是很难的。
If easy, it's not art.
如果简单，它也不能称之为艺术。
Yes. Dingding, is there anything I still
have to count? 没有什么没有讲完的部分
的，
有没有什么需要再讲一讲
集
体的？
我这边收到的这个问题都回答完了，同时我这边还收到一些就是同学们的一些反馈，就是觉得听了老师的课，然后感觉以前讲的故事都讲错了，然后就是已经是对过去的那种方式已经是觉得不可以了。那现在要以这种深呼吸和发音清晰的方向去走，但是这些练习又没有做，而且还不清晰，不是现场的课程，现场的课程还能就是能够学这个呼吸和练习的方式，这种网络的课程，然后第一次听完，没有一个这样的东西，所以方向该怎么走，下一步要怎么样去做训练，对。就是大部分同学
的想法，好，那你关一下麦。好的，好的。Okay.
Yes,
so Dingding said there's no further question, but there is a feedback from the participants. Now many of them realize actually they had been telling the story in the wrong way, and they have to learn this way. They have to tell the story in the deep breathing and in the articulation way. But now, because we are doing the internet course, so this breathing exercise, we gave to the participants, but they couldn't see or they couldn't experience with you face to face. So it's actually still difficult for them to learn such a breathing exercise and also such a way of the articulation. And you know, the internet still difficult to really learn it very well.
Because difficult, we practice.
好，那就再说一下哈，那是因为难，我们才要练习。
Because difficult, we cannot see face to face.
这是因为难，我们现在没有办法面对面。
We use our imagination.
所以我们大家就应该更要用想象。
We shouldn't be controlled by the.
我们不应该被网络控制。
We should control the internet.
应该由我们去控制网络。
To be able to use.
要应该由我们通过控制网络。
We need much more imaginations.
要控制网络，我们就需要更多的想象才行。
Yeah.We are too spoiling.
我们真的过于被溺爱了，就是觉得我们什么都想要亲眼看到，我们都能看得见。
But now, because we cannot see each other,
但是现在，正是因为我们见不到对方，但我们就更应该通过想象。
Yeah, you see, very important. If you
是非常的重要。一旦你面对这样的困难，
Some people complains.
有些人可能就会抱怨。
Then no development.
然后这种时候就不会有进步。
Some people try and find out the way.
但是如果有人愿意去尝试，愿意去找到一条新的道路的人，他们才能够前进。
Anything else?
好，还有没有别的呢？This lady said because of this, it's still we listen to the digital sound from the machine from the cell phone. So the sound we listen now is actually lost.Many elements, inside, not as beautiful as the original, voice or original sound. We can listen in the live situation, and also we lost this nuance, this sensible. Sorry, this sensitive details in the sound. So, could you do more demonstration of the in your lecture that we can listen? For example, the this demonstration that the breathing and the speech goes together, and how we can find the right pause in between in the long sentence. So such things, could you demonstrate more for us in the lecture?
You have already this tinnitus child, for example.
描写分.
Listen carefully. I also have sent some other things to Junior.
In this big course, not yet. In this big course, your recitation or your storytelling is only this tinnitus child.
So yeah, maybe because I have other recording too.
Okay. So 因为除了这个，还有其他的一些讲故事的录音。Yes, yes. Hello. Yeah. Hello. 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 Can you hear?
Yeah, you listen to me first.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Then we can talk with the Dingding. What we can give them more examples.
Somebody's microphone. Okay. Yes. So I tell Dingding we can talk later.
Yes.
It's okay. Dingding, 那我们之后再沟通一下，看看有什么别的。
好的.
Okay.
Yes. Because like you know, like in a practical teaching.
如果是在实际上的,
yeah, between you and me, then I can also show gradually.
大家和我之间的学习其实也是可以慢慢的去展示各种各样不同类型的方向的。
This questioning person is attending, for example, the soul calendar course or not? Maybe not.
No, not. No.
Yeah. So we have such occasion, you see.
所以除了这个之外呢，还有我们有些其他的课程，然后其他的课程当中也有一些。 其他的方式可以去学习这不同的方面。 And for the number one, she gave the comments that she find recently in these several days, so such difficulty or such difficulty that we come across in the internet course actually is an opportunity for us to really polish our sensation.
Yeah. So everything we can go positively or negatively.
所以一切我们都是可以从积极的方向去看待它，也是可以从消极的方向去看待它的。Yes.
Yeah. All right. Now. 6:00.
Yes.
今天我就到这里，然后可能我又。丁丁
also felt we can finish.
Yes.
我再说一点。
Sorry, Dingding want to say one more.
Yes.
就是新同学们，基础班的同学们发的录音我都听了，就是第一次课之前发的录音，还有这第二次课之前发的录音我都听了，然后我也给大家做了一些记录。我是发觉大家是有进步的，只要是按照老师说的方式，然后去 调整去不断的练习尝试，我是能听得出这种进步，大家都是有不同程度的进步的。对，请大家继续练习，练习呼吸，练习发音，同时也不要忘记了练习讲故事，我会在这里还会去听大家的故事，谢谢。
So Dingding, as an organizer, she actually listened every recording from all the participants who send their recording before the first time the course and also the second time, and she already could see the development in each person, although maybe a different development. But if you can really keep doing what the Mr. Tucker gives you, this exercise and this advice, you keep practicing the breathing and the articulation and also the storytelling, you could really definitely going forward. So please, please trying to practice by yourself.
Yes.
You will develop.
Yes. Yeah, thank you very much.
谢谢大家.
Yeah, so thank you for Dinding and
Dinding
organization, and also thank you for
Dinding the 组织, 谢谢大家.
Yeah, and thank you for the listening and see
感谢大家的倾听.
Have a good evening.
下次见, 祝大家晚上愉快.
好的, 谢谢所有人, 再见.